Obituary.
Sammy Basso. The Italian biologist and longest-lived progeria patient died on October 5th, aged 29.
Like any 18-year-old, Sammy Basso had grand ideas for the summer he left high school. They involved friends, beer, beaches, good books, and definitely no work. Just one great big relax. His parents, however, seemed to have other plans. Maybe, knowing his horror of needles and puncturing, they had enrolled him in a sewing course. Or did they mean to put him on a strict vegetarian diet, a centrifuge of aubergines? The truth astonished him. They were all going to America, and on the ultimate road trip, east-west along Route 66, from Chicago to Los Angeles. America had been his dream since childhood, when he drifted asleep to his father's reading of Jack London's White Fang. His mind was filled with primal forests and frozen streams in the hard, sad landscape of the Klondike, wild, unexplored horizons in contrast to the relatively tame Veneto where he lived. Now he was actually going there. His don't forget list for the trip, as he retailed it afterwards in Sammy's Journey, was underpants, a Yoda mask, an inflatable mattress for stone-hard motel beds, a Hawaiian shirt for Los Angeles, oh, and Pharmachi, his medications, sadly. He never made much of those. His life, he insisted, was normal, and most of the time he went through it with the broadest smile and a high, sweet laugh. True, he had puzzled doctors since birth as to why, at 6 months, he had more or less stopped growing. The diagnosis of progeria, premature aging, came when he was 2. The cause was a mutation in a single gene which led to a build-up of a toxic protein in the nuclei of cells. There was nothing to be done about it, no cure. He had an ordinary boy's football-mad brain, but the body of a wizened old man. He never grew taller than 1.4 metres, or heavier than 20 kilograms, though that was an ideal mascot size. Twice a week from childhood, he went to Mauro, his physiotherapist's, to have his joints manipulated to stop them stiffening, and Mauro devised a sort of orthopedic heel so that he could walk, if still not far. Mauro called him his terracotta vase because his bones were so fragile. He also once hid him in his gym bag to give Sammy's mother a shock. The American trip was a wonder. Sammy sang in a gospel choir, floating afterwards on a cloud of beatitude. He threw out the first ball at a baseball game and dined in St. Louis on the tastiest ribs in the entire solar system. The mayor of Pontiac, Michigan, laid on a show for him. He toured Monument Valley in a minivan and on his father's shoulders. The best moment came in Roswell, New Mexico, where a UFO was said to have crashed in 1947. There he bought a pair of slanty-eyed, green-rimmed alien sunglasses, went to the museum, and stood with the mannequin aliens in front of a smoke-wreathed mock-up of their craft. As a woman visitor passed, he asked her, in broad Venetian, "Have you by any chance seen my spaceship? I swear I parked it round here somewhere." He made a perfect alien. That was fun at Halloween, too, when he lurked by friends' houses to hand out sweets. Little children loved his huge cranial cap and his hooked nose, like a beak. But it was difficult to be so noticed and be normal, let alone be happy. The unstinting love of family, friends, and neighbours could not entirely suppress the battle inside himself. Sad Sammy said, "Why did God make me this way? Why am I suffering like this?" Glad Sammy said, "There must be a reason. Maybe it's a gift. Maybe I should thank both God and progeria." He wore the Tau of St. Francis round his neck to remind himself of the saint's simplicity, humility, and fever to be useful. The gift he could offer was his mind, which was unaffected by progeria. Indeed, it did him proud. At 5, when he first noticed the passion of medical researchers, he decided that would be his career. In 2005, when he was 9, he and his parents founded the Italian Progeria Association, Sammy Basso, to make the disease better known and to raise money for research. He followed his love of science as far as a degree in natural sciences, the Crimson Envelope almost as big as himself, and a second degree in molecular biology, with both his theses focused on progeria. A doctorate was looming too, but by then he was so busy campaigning about his disease that he did not have the time. From the age of 12, he also volunteered as a guinea pig for new treatments. He did it gladly, though also stricken by the knowledge that he was useful only because he would soon die. On average, progeria patients die at 14. The first drug to be approved, which slowed the build-up of the toxic protein, probably doubled his lifespan. Unfortunately, it meant more needles. The research that most excited him was base editing, replacing the faulty gene with the correct one, and here he led the debate, conferring each Monday at 4 p.m. with scientists in America. Around that central focus, his life was a whirl of activity. Despite the laborious planning and preparation, he always preferred to hit the party scene with friends rather than stay at home. Besides, a doctor once told him that red wine would strengthen his heart. Whenever his Sammy runners took to the road, raising funds for his association, he went with them, pushed in a little cart. He travelled as far as China to meet other victims of progeria. There were lectures, videos, and interviews. One day Pope Francis called him, a huge moment. He liked to imagine the pontiff, cornetta in one hand and pen in the other, jotting a note to call Sammy Basso before dinner. Fame was great. It helped keep progeria in the spotlight, in the quirky person of himself. His dreams never stopped either. His favourite science subject at school was physics, rather than biology, because it got to the very heart of matter. Perhaps one day, he thought, he would work at CERN in Geneva. In his 20s, too, he still hoped to be a particle physicist. Somewhere in that extraordinary quantum world, a clue to a cure might be flickering, waiting.